we get things underway this afternoon by getting on the telephone line and heading down to the site of Super Bowl 53 on Sunday to welcome in our friend Jessica Gagne of News Center Maine. Jess, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Great to have you on. How are things in the ATL?
Oh, you know, it's hotter now than it was when we landed. Actually, when we were headed out here, we were worried that we weren't going to make it on time because they had predicted snow. And when a snowflake hits here, everything shuts down. The whole town gets a fire. They canceled school. And when we got here, it was just raining. And then by 1 o'clock, the sun was out. So a snowstorm in Atlanta is really a lot different than a snowstorm in Maine. That's for sure.
No doubt about that. So now, how big is the News Center delegation down there?
So we originally sent 6 people, and we're down to 5. So Keith Carson came early because he is our Atlanta expert. He worked for the Weather Channel for about 4 years. So he kind of came down to do the Welcome to Atlanta Things You Need to Know piece for Mainers who were coming down here. And then, you know, he's a science guy. So he actually worked on doing some different looks at the Super Bowl. So if you're not really a, you know, football person, this might appeal to you in a sciencey way. And he talks about things like tonight we're going to have a story on how much, you know, 80,000 people in a stadium actually heats up the stadium. Hmm. He's doing a story on kicking through the uprights too. Like, everybody thinks it's pretty easy to kick the extra point. Well, is it? And, you know, the math behind it. So, you know, kind of different angles to really reach, you know, a wide audience.
Not doing anything on proper inflation of footballs, I hope.
No, I think we'll leave that one in the years past.
Now, did I see you practicing some place kicking? Did I catch that?
I did it for him, Rich. I did it for him. I did it for science, and I did it for him. I probably sent the ball about 10 yards. I thought it had more legs than it actually did. It went up. The bean boots helped. I didn't really feel the kick that much. But, yeah, then when it landed about 15 yards in front of me, I was pretty disappointed. But Keith got one through from 20 yards. And Clay Gordon got one through from 20 yards. So we do have some, you know, potential on the New Center Maine team if anybody needs some help.
Very nice. Now, I noticed, too, you were giving some props last night to Maine's own John Heward. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, so the, you know, everything for the Super Bowl is right downtown. It's convenient this year. Everything's really walking distance. So the Super Bowl experience, the stadium, Super Bowl Live, they're all within blocks. And then right around the corner from that is the College Football Hall of Fame. So we thought, hey, we'll pop in here and try to find some Maine connections. And, of course, we had John Heward and Dick McPherson that we, you know, brought up and did a cute little package on just to, you know, honoring them. Because it's all about, you know, pro football this week. But, hey, since this is cool, we figured let's jump in and honor some Mainers while we're here.
And you're running into Maine fans down there to see the game.
It's the Red Jackets, I think. They see them, they, you know, it's like a beacon. They can pick us out from really far away, and usually they yell, Maine! And that's the best thing about being here. You know, we love when we can run into Maine connections. People who are coming to the game for the first time, people who are super pumped up. Maine's such a family, and we're such a small state, too. So it's just, you know, it's great because when you do see somebody, you're really excited and surprised. And, it, you know, obviously Mainers are representing here, but probably fewer, you know, Mainers than there are people from Massachusetts that we've run into. So it is cool when we find somebody. And it's really awesome that people have been reaching out to us on social media and on Facebook, letting us know they're coming so we can look out for them. And it's been really great.
What are some of the stories we can watch for between now and the game on Sunday?
So we are actually speaking to tomorrow. We plan on speaking to Tyler Higbee's father, who is from Maine. So that starting tight end for the Rams. His father is a University of Maine graduate. So and he went to Brunswick High School. So I'm going to meet up with him tomorrow to talk a little bit about, you know, raising a football player and watching your child play in Super Bowl for the first time. And then we're also tonight have a little friendly competition story between me and Chris. There's so many fun things to do here at the Super Bowl experience, so we wanted to experience it ourselves, and we figured we would find out who the true MVP of the New Center Maine team is. So we put our skills to the test, and you'll see that tonight at 6 o'clock. And Chris is also working on a story on a guy from Maine who laid down the actual turf in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. He's from This is being run in Newcastle. He's from Newcastle, wow. Maine. So that's going to run tonight at 5:30. So we've got all kinds of stories. And if you, for some reason, aren't home and you miss it, we'll put them all on the website, too, so people can go and catch up.
Very cool. And say hi to our friend, the former Black Bear, Jamil Demby, who's there for the Rams as well.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we have a lot of Maine connections to the Rams, and I know that's not going to convince people to change their cheer. You know, they're still going to be cheering for the Patriots, but we do have a coach on the Rams as well. She's coached for the Black Bears, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Liam Cohen.
Yeah. Liam Cohen. Exactly. Yeah.
We're talking with Jessica Gagne of News Center Maine. She is down in Atlanta for the Super Bowl. All right. How about the game itself? You feel pretty good about this from the Patriot perspective?
I do. I feel confident. I don't know why. Last year I didn't feel as confident, and this year I do. And maybe it's just being in this area. I think there are way more Patriot fans here than Rams fans. I mean, we were kind of counting the Rams jerseys, you know, when we were going around. So we've probably been spending our time in the camp, and that's why we're so, you know, hyped up and talking to all kinds of Patriots fans. But, you know, I actually think it's going to be, people are calling in close score. I think it's going to be a little bit more blowout than we think if our defense stays strong. So what did I say? I think I said 28-14 Patriots. It's going a little low scoring, and I'm going a little bit more of a blowout.
That sounds pretty good. Now, listen, you always see if people come out of the woodwork for the Super Bowl. What's been the most, I will say, unexpected celebrity sighting so far?
Oh, my gosh. I saw Brian Littrell today from the Backstreet Boys, and I had a fangirl moment. I'm from Atlanta, too, if I'm not mistaken. So he was doing his tour on Radio Row, and I'm kind of, you know, hardened, I guess, when it comes to meeting NFL players and everything, because I've gone to the Patriots long enough and been in the locker room long enough where, you know, you see a big star and it doesn't really hit you. But something in my childhood when I saw one of the Backstreet Boys that came back and haunted me, and I was, you know, almost, you know, did one of those little shrieks and had a song ready in my head
nice.
To start singing if he came to me. But I Chris Costa helped me back and calmed me down a little bit. So it was good. But yeah, that was one of the, you know, the surprises. It's because there's all kinds of professional football players here, obviously, but it's the whole world's here. It's the entertainment industry. So you never know who could come around the corner. I think I didn't see Dan Marino, but Chris saw Dan Marino. And that would have been, I think, another one that I probably would have been like, eek, a little bit, just because of my childhood watching him. But so those have been probably the two most surprising.
And Marino's great, but he's no Backstreet Boy, for God's sakes.
Oh, no, exactly.
We're talking to Jessica Gagne, News Center Maine, and we would be remiss not to congratulate you on the air, the Sportscaster of the Year in the state of Maine. Incredibly well-deserved, and we're so happy for you.
Thank you so much. And Rich, I owe a lot to you on that one too. And people like you have been in the business forever and been so supportive of me. It's just an unbelievable honor. And I thank you very much. It's been overwhelming to see the outpouring of support really too. So it humbles me. And I'm just so happy to be working in my home state and representing, you know, Maine.
But I have a bone to pick with all that. You got a congratulations from Angus King. You were honored by the state legislature. Now, I'm trying to remember who the Sportscaster of the Year was last year. Oh, wait, that was me. I got nothing. I got nothing. Legislature, Angus, I got nothing.
That wasn't your first win, though, right? So this is old hat for you. You're like you're on that list several times, I believe.
I got even less the first time, but I had to give you grief about that.
Because you deserve it. You do a great job.
No, we're so happy for you and the first of many, I'm sure. Jess, have a wonderful time this weekend. We're enjoying the coverage of the whole News Center team from down in Atlanta, and we appreciate you squeezing us in on this busy Friday afternoon.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me, Rich. Have a good one.
You bet. It's Jessica Gagne talking Super Bowl with us here on Downtown as we kick things off on this Friday afternoon.